So, right with that, let's bring on Susan here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Susan before we bring her on. She's been a member of the Santa Barbara community almost 40 years. She looks like she's just arrived yesterday. Her accomplishments are many. She served as director of the spiritual care at the Cottage Health System for 11 years. She's also held positions as an elementary and secondary school teacher, a music consultant, and a parish minister. She's currently a member of a team, listen to this, that teaches bereavement classes for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. There should be lots of parishes lining up to request their services to aid the local bereavement ministry at this time. Susan is a certified Kundalini yoga instructor, a certified healing touch practitioner, and clinically trained board-certified chaplain with the Association of Professional Chaplains. She received a Master of Instructional Design and Curriculum Development from the Graduate School of Education at UCSB and a Master of Divinity degree from the Pacific School of Religion in Berkeley. Quite accomplished. She's worked with Hospice of Santa Barbara to develop their program of spiritual care. She's an associate member of the Iona community in Scotland. And her interests include photography, she's a wonderful photographer, creating rituals and celebrations, and the joy of adventures of going on a pilgrimage. She's the author of Finding the Waymarkers, which is for sale over there on the table at the break. It is a pilgrim's journal for modern times. It's a wonderful little book. Her next book, in the emerging stage, will deal with how communities deal with grief and how they heal. How prophetic is that? The Holy Spirit must be whispering in her ear. This is the third time Susan has accepted our invitation from Word and Life to speak. She first spoke on September 27th, 2007, when we were studying Imaging Life After Death, A Love That Moves Sun and Stars by Kathleen Fisher. Some of you were with us for that over at Holy Cross. The second time was here, October 13th, when we were discussing John Phillips' earlier book, Christ of the Celts. Thanks to Tom, her remarks from those presentations are captured for life on our website, www.wordandlife.us. There will be flyers next week announcing Susan's upcoming March 20th retreat at the Casa de Maria. It's entitled, To Be a Pilgrim, A Journey of Hope and Healing. And then for your August calendar, Susan will present a three-day retreat at the Mission Renewal Center, again on pilgrimage. And the pilgrimage that we talked about last week about to the Isle of Iona in May is sold out. But you may sign up over at the table to be notified for the May 2014 trip. And I would highly recommend that. Susan not only knows the way to get there, she shepherds you around the Abbey for the whole week, and she also knows the way back. It's really important. So right now, for today, Susan will discuss and add to Chapter 4, Looking Suffering Straight in the Face, from John Phillips' latest book, A New Harmony. Join me as we welcome the return of the Reverend Susan Copeland.